Hi everybody, this is Edward Alonzo reporting for Blind Cool Tech again. And just wanted to clarify a couple of things here while I was on the show. What I'm wanting to do today is Larry had gotten an email on the August 10th podcast. I believe it was called Sentu Tips about using the NeoSpeech voices using JFW. And I wanted to do a demonstration on how that works, and I know some people are really interested in getting these, and I have them installed on my system. Purchased them from nextup.com, and you can indeed use them with JAWS, and I will go through a bit of a demonstration on how that works. So first of all, what I'm going to do is go to my desktop here and select Eloquence.
Selected quick mix settings, 11 of 24.
Now, I have this Sound Blaster Live card which pops when you use Eloquence, and I've yet to figure that one out. But anyway, it does definitely do that, so I need to make sure and maybe get the drivers updated. But that's been a thing going on with these cards for a long time. So anyway, I'm going to go back to my desktop here.
Desktop.
And I'm going to select my Sappy 5 voices, and what I'm going to do is do an insert control S.
Select the synthesizer dialog. List box. Select the Eloquence for JAWS 1 of 6.
And I'm going to hit the letter S for Sappy 5.
Sappy 5.
And press enter.
Folder view, list view. Selected quick mix settings. 11 of 24.
Now the voice I have selected here is a Sceptral voice, which you can purchase from Sceptral.com. But I did just select it so that I could show you how to switch between these Sceptral voices and be able to use them with JAWS in conjunction with other Sappy voices that you have installed. Now, now that we are on the Sceptral voice here, what I'm going to do is take you into... and get my mic a little more settled here. Take you into the JAWS options submenu with an insert J.
Context menu. Options submenu. O.
Okay, now, this is actually not a bad voice either, but I think I like the NeoSpeech voices better. I'm going to go down, hit enter on options.
Basics dot dot dot. B.
Go down to voices.
Voices submenu. V. Global adjustment dot dot dot. G.
Now, I notice on these voices that if you select, like if you have several Eloquent Technologies voices, or I use a DeckTalk Express, and of course they have several voices, but if you have a, if you select these voices here in JAWS and you try to select multiple, like for instance I wanted to use this Sceptral Frank, that's what I'm using for my PC cursor voice, and say another one for JAWS and another one for Message, they sort of don't work properly, and I'll demonstrate that in just a minute. So we're going to go into the global setting.
Leading menus, global voice settings dialog.
And this puts you into your normal global voice settings dialog. And we're going to tab over till we get to the person combo box.
Rate 12, punctuate, person combo box, Sceptral Frank, 44, Alt S.
Now we could have just done an Alt S and got there even quicker, which I like to do the shortcut hotkeys just so I don't have to tab around. And look for my place in the documentation or wherever I'm located at, in whatever dialogue I'm in. Now I'm going to hit the letter N for NeoSpeech, and one of the two voices will come up in just a second. It takes a little bit of time to come up, but it will come up. And just
NeoSpeech Paul.
Okay, there's NeoSpeech Paul, and he sounds like he's about half dead. I don't know why they set these at 1%. But then if we go tab down to the rate, or I think it's back tab.
Punctuation combo box.
Yeah, see, I have a little...
punctuation combo box.
Mine are a little more sluggish.
Rate 12, left, right, slide. Punctuation combo box.
Now, if you tab past the person...
pitch 1, left, right.
And there it is. My gosh, he sounds horrible. Okay, so if you hit the page down a key a few times and get the
35,
pitch up...
45%.
I think that's an acceptable pitch. I like that pitch about there.
Person combo box. NeoSpeech.
And
punctuation combo box.
More
rate 12 left right slider. 60%.
See, that's about 60, and it does go to
0%. 0%.
So it's pretty effective, and you can go ahead and take it on the way up to 100.
Punctuation combo box.
see, it's pretty snappy. I think we hit it about 60, so I hit page up a couple of times.
80%, 70%, 60%.
Okay, and then we'll just hit enter here.
Desktop. Selected quick mix settings 11 of 24.
And it's pretty it's pretty responsive as far as typing. I will go into a instant message.
Select Windows Messenger not signed in.
I'll Context. Go into a message and just show you how responsive it is here.
Leaving menus.
I'm going to go ahead and sign into Windows Messenger and talk
List
to
view.
Talk to a buddy of mine. My buddy from Ontario, Canada.
Never give.
Or actually, he's from Brantford. And actually, what I'm going to do is turn characters on.
Characters.
That way you can see how responsive it is.
HIDAN, comma, I space Y. PGGING space A space TET space ESFHE space UNING space TAE space NEXTUP M space VOICES period SAS 1 RREPLY space LITENERS space UDS question.
Okay, so I'm going to send this message.
The following message cannot be delivered to all recipients.
Well, maybe not. I thought he was online, but I guess he's not. I will read the message anyway.
The following message could not be delivered to all recipients. Hi Dan, I am typing a test message using the next.com voices dot dot dot.
Well, it didn't read.
Shift tab. Message log. Hi Dan, blank. Hi Dan, I am typing a test message using the next.com voices dot dot dot. The blank. Hi Dan, I am typing a test message using the next.com voices. Can you reply to show the listeners how it sounds?
See, it does sound fairly decent on the rate I've got it at, or you can slow it down even more, and it does sound a little bit better even.
Slower. Slower. Hi, Dan. I am typing a test message using the next.com voices. Can you reply to show the listeners how it sounds?
Now, if you get it too slow, he sounds a bit like he's drunk.
Hi, Dan.
But I don't really like it like that, so, and I don't think anybody would, unless they wanted to listen to a drunk Neo Speech Paul all the time. So
refreshed. Windows Messenger.
Since he's not online, apparently.
Alt F N. Leaving menus.
I'm going to sign out of Messenger so that I
don't get Windows M. Desktop.
So that I don't get any more messages, and I'm going to show you how to switch to the next voice, and it's fairly the same thing.
So context
menu. The options submenu.
Basics. Dot, dot. Global adjustment. Dot. Dot. Dot.
Hit enter on
leaving
global.
Menus. Global voice settings dialog.
Now this is where it gets touchy, and it seems to get.
Rate 12. Punctuate.
Well, now it's not.
Person.
It's acting more less sluggish. I think when they actually have to load the voices, is that when it gets a lot more sluggish. So I'm going to press N again. And we're going to move to the second next up voice, which is NeoSpeech Kate 16K, is what it says.
NeoSpeech Kate 16K.
And for some reason, at that speed, pitch, she does sound 16K. But we're going to go down to the rate here.
Volume 70, pitch 1 left, right, slot.
Or pitch, rather. We're going to hit page down a few times.
55%. 45%.
Let's put her on about 45. That sounds pretty acceptable.
Desktop. Folder view list view. Selected quick mix settings. 11 of 24.
And there she is with a rate of about 45%. And this is using JAWS for Windows. So I just wanted to kind of give you an example of how you can use them. Now, let me go back and show you what I was talking about before in switching these individually. You might have this problem, so I want to make you aware of it before
context
you go up and do it. So I'm going to go back and do...
Voices,
but this time I'm going to choose individual.
Individual voice adjustment dot dot dot. I.
Okay, now you'll notice in the actual settings it's using her voice all the way through, but if we go here into the individual
leaving
voice
menus.
Dialog.
Individual voice dialog.
And if we select a person here, well, first of all, we'll select a voice.
Check default radio button. Adjust combo box. PC cursor voice.
Okay, so let's go down to, say, the... tutor and message voice, the one that reads our...
Tutor and message voice.
Okay, now if we change the person...
Rate 12, punctuation, person combo box.
Let's say we change it to, Capstral Frank. So I'm going to hit the letter C.
Capstral Frank.
Okay, and we're just going to leave him like it is. And we're going to do an Alt-A for apply.
Adjust combo box.
Okay, and then we're going to go ahead and go down to OK. I'm going to try to anyway.
See, cancel button.
See, this is where it,
OK button.
This is where it tries to lock up a bit.
Desktop. Folder view list view.
11 of 24.
See, it cuts off your speech, and it doesn't work properly whenever you're going into menus. Like, if you hit the start button, it's terribly
start
sluggish.
Menu. Submenu programs.
P.
Now, that worked fine, but, you know, if you...
Leaving menus. Desktop.
That makes it very
folder
sluggish.
View list view.
And when you hit the control key, it doesn't silence.
10:54 p.m.
Now, it will read your messages.
Rosa cum laude.
And it will, you know, read your MSN sign-ins and stuff like that. But it is not as responsive at reading whenever you select them this way. So usually what I do is go back into global. It's being
options.
Very sluggish now.
Voices.
So if I go back into global and just select her as the...
Individual voice dialogue.
One of two.
See, it's...
Basics dot dot dot.
Try to get back into the global. So the
global voice settings dialogue.
There we go. So we can actually get her back.
Sum 2 of 4.
So she's
punctuation. Neo speech kate 16 k 3 of 4.
All right, now that's...
Quick mix. Settings.
Well.
Desktop. My doc. Selected my documents 1 of 24.
Yeah, see. Now if you use them consecutively on the global setting... you won't be able to, of course, change your Jaws cursor voice.
Jaws PC.
But you really don't. I mean, if that's not a huge issue for you, that doesn't, you know, really matter too much. The main concern that a lot of people have is when they do install them, how to use them. And a lot of people are not really familiar with how to switch voices in the actual Sappy 5, because whenever they switch it, it automatically goes to the Microsoft Sam voice, which is the default Sappy voice for Jaws. So this is the way that you actually go through and switch them to use them with the screen reader. And as I tried to show you before, they are pretty effective. They're a little sluggish on my system, but not too bad. And just to show you a little bit more about how responsive they are, I will go to a website here.
Run dialogue.
Let's see. What's a good website we could go to that's got a lot of text on it? Let's go to www.aph.org. And we'll just load their page up and just kind of navigate around with it.
Just 31 links. American Printing House for the Blind. Graphic. Welcome to the American Printing House for the Blind. The world's largest source for adapted educational and daily living products since 1858. Link. Use Lewis to search for and order A4.
Okay, now I hit the control key to stop the speech. If I want to tab across these links, it's pretty responsive.
Browse the new. Search the A4. Go. Order Fall 2000. APH News. About APH Link. Products Link. APH software visited link. Accessible textbook and media production link. Field services and federal quota and research and development link. APH CVI website link.
And the same if I go back.
Research
tab.
And develop field services accessible APH products link. About AP products AP access field research AP access.
That's very responsive as far as I'm concerned. In fact, it's a lot more responsive than the Sepstral voices, if you want my personal opinion. But as you can see, it's very responsive. I have a 250. No, I have 512 RAM megabytes of RAM in my system here, and so it's pretty responsive for that even that small of RAM. I've seen people run it on 256. I believe my wife has 256, and she seems to run it fairly decent on her system. I like to use it personally when I read. I use an external speech synthesizer most of the time, but if I'm reading like a lot of documentation or a good you know, a news article or something like that, I like to use these voices for the, you know, reading. Now, I will let you know that if you are to go back into the options menu of Jaws...
Context menu.
I'll just demonstrate it
basic
now.
Basic stock voices submit global...
I'm going to go back into global
leaving menus.
Again. Go down to person when I get to the dialogue to come up here.
Perspectives link.
Oh.
Global voice setting. Global voice settings.
Okay, there it is.
Rate, punctuate, person combo box.
OK, Okay, I'm going to hit in and go back to Neil Speech Paul now. For some strange reason with JAWS, these seem to reset back to their default pitch, so you'll have to go back in there and fix
it. One left.
And I'm going to just
55%.
Just set it about 45. And
American Printing House for the Blind Microsoft Internet Explorer.
It does go back to its original pitch for some strange reason, like I said, so I'm not sure why it does that, but you just, you know, simply change the pitch to wherever you like it and hit enter, and there you go. So, like I said, both of these voices read very well, and I don't have any problem with them reading. I do enjoy them as far as software speech. I think they're coming a long way in, you know, making these voices. The only thing about them is that they are very large in size. The Sceptra voices, I think, are only about 30 megs, but these here, as well as the AT&T Natural voices, are also very long. So you might, you know, consider that too if you're limited on hard drive space, or you have a problem with, you know, large files being stored, because these are quite large and they do take up a lot of space on your hard drive. So that is the Next Up voices, which can be purchased at nextup.com. And if there's any more information or problems with the voices and getting them to work once you get them installed and using them with JAWS for Windows, you can send me an email at edwardalonzo@cox.net. This has been Edwin Alonzo reporting for Blind Cool Tech. Y'all have a great day.